Abriu tuti popale pa 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 pa.
Now listen up. Order.
Settle down.
Order, people.
Counselor, approach the bench. Greetings, good people of Sichuan. Welcome back to our increasingly frequent recurring segment, Judge Julian. Julian, Julian. That uncharacteristically austere corner of our naked American universe where all the sharing, caring, and exchange of musical fluids is eschewed in favor of prejudice, bias, judgment, and shame.
Shame.
That's right. Sometimes a choice simply has to be made, and I'm just the guy to make it. I'm the boss, applesauce. Now, listeners are encouraged to send me their untenable devotion to two differing versions of the same song, and I will, in full Solomon drag, decide which is the superior. Oh yay, oh yay, court is now in session. All ye having business before the tribunal, now approach and ye shall be heard. All rise. You may be seated. And no talking in my courtroom. Bailiff, let's have the case on today's docket. Ah, ooh, ooh. I see. Brad from Los Angeles submits that he seems unable to decide which of the following is the better versions of Sweet Georgia Brown, the 1925 classic by Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard, Anita O'Day's or Ella Fitzgerald's. Good grief, bailiff. Is this guy serious?
This is the greatest voice of the 20th century.
No two ways about it. Everyone knew
Sinatra
it.
Sinatra knew it.
Everyone knew it.
She remains my favorite singer. I'm doing all the talking.
Right? No, please, go for it.
Spidia da ba do ba do ya do and boobie. Jesus, my God, what a range that woman had. I mean, come on.
Okay, well, to avoid even the appearance of bias, let's hear from both witnesses. We will hear first from Miss Anita O'Day.
Since she came, it's a shame how she cools him down. This gal has never met Georgia, named her Georgia, claimed her Sweet Georgia Brown. No gal made the shade of Sweet Georgia Brown. To let Phoebe let us some needy Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh one time for Sweet Georgia Brown. Tell you just why. No, I don't lie. Much since she came, well, it's shame how she coos him down. It's been said she knocks in bed when she lands in town.
That's enough. I've heard enough. It's undeniably swinging. But before we get all excited, people, please settle down in my courtroom. Settle down. Don't make me throw you out. Let us hear from Ella Fitzgerald.
No gal made has got a shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. To let feet but oh so neat as Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna cry for Sweet Georgia Brown. You just why? You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks him dead, but she lands him down. It's a shame, what a shame, how she goes him down. Fellers, she can't get it off. Fellers, she ain't met. Jugga Hodja named her, Jugga Hodja claimed her, Sweet Georgia Brown. Why? Now you know I don't lie, not
Okay. Brad, seriously, do you want me to decide this in front of other people for you? All right, well, do you see that the seal above this desk reads "In Ella We Trust"? Okay. Damn it, there is a reason for it. Look, I love, love, love Anita O'Day. She has rightfully earned her status as a goddess of jazz in many ways for that song, for that performance.
No, got shade on.
It transfixed audiences at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958. She injects some much-needed style, some cool, some hipness, a Euro-scented charm into a form that had been running on the fumes of Sinatra's fedora for the last, I don't know, how many years. And for that, we thank her. Her sumptuously minimal, jazzily swinging approach is the essence of delight. Her exotic vibrato is a perfect match for her Dior-flavored ensemble there. I love everything about this iconic performance, and were it not here in this courtroom challenging the one by Ella, I'd have nothing but love for it, baby.
Not much.
And yet, here we are. Anita's SGB has to, for purposes of this argument, be seen reflected in the light of Ella's, Brad. I mean, what are you thinking, counselor? Are you trying to anger this court? This is not the sort of case we like to see in front of this bench. Ella is at the very height of her powers in this clip, and she's playing with the Ellington Big Band, and they are swinging so hard, I thought they were Count Basie. Now, the court grants that their approach is less fresh than that of Miss O'Day's. It's a rather conventional arrangement with no grand vision for the tune. But Jiminy Christmas, Ella leaves it all on the bandstand in this one. The performance typifies everything that makes her the single greatest singer in the history of all. She bounces, she swings, she shouts, she sustains, she soars, she dives, she's crooning and growling, she sounds like a horn, she sounds like Ella. She elevates the material, she forces the band to keep upping their game, and all the while, she betrays not a hint of self-consciousness, of control, or even a discernible effort. She's to this song what a falcon is to the sky. She's completely at home, in total command, and nearly impossible to capture. She's not cool. Like Anita. She's more than that. She's alive, and she's giving life. Here is why she's the greatest singer of all time, and the envy of almost every singer who's followed her, except the truly dumb ones. When Harold Bloom spoke of the anxiety of influence, this is what he was talking about. Counselor, approach the bench. I'm going to give you one more chance to settle before I'm forced to render a verdict. I strongly recommend you take the deal. No? Okay. Well, with all due adoration for the fabulous Anita O'Day and her inimitably stylish approach, I am forced by the rules of all that is holy and natural law to rule in favor of the unsinkable Ella Fitzgerald. But wait, the court has a caveat, a codicil, some other technical term. As much as I admire both of these briefs and have made a ruling I feel certain is just, I also feel a moral and ethical obligation to inform the assembled that the best version of this song is actually Mel Torme's. Bailiff, if you please. Because, young man, he chooses the right tempo. The song actually functions better at a frosty clip, just really moving along. Play it. Stop talking.
No one dame has got a shame on sweet Georgia Brown. Big feet, so neat, sweet Georgia Brown. They sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'm telling you why. All those tips the porter slips to sweet Georgia Brown. They buy clothes at fashion shows with $1 down. Oh boy, tip your hats. Oh joy, she's the cat.
that Mr. Rainer's sister, sweet Georgia Brown. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her, sweet Georgia Brown. Heard about Dinah, heard about Susie.
See, this is the tempo this song was meant to be sung at. Listen and learn, members of the jury.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Bailiff, if you please. Court is adjourned.
There's more of that on our show page, nakedamericansongbook.org. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and I'm not here to beg, I'm here to tell you, give us a rating. It helps us spread the word about what we're doing here. The Naked American Songbook is a production of The Jonathan Channel, WNYC and WQXR in New York. I'm Julian Fleischer. Thanks for listening. Keep it naked.
What, you guys, come on, you're like animals. Get out of my courtroom.